Hey, what's going on? What's up? Fit for Purpose Podcast. This is me, Ambrose WB, and it's episode 7, titled Own the Outcome. Own the Outcome. So, Freestyle Fitness Friday is here. That means that I'm just going to talk off the top for about 5, maybe 10 minutes or so on a Friday about a topic that I think will help with your social and emotional fitness. And of course, that ties back into your nutrition and your exercise as well. So this week, had a lot of cool conversations, a lot of great insights. But the one that stood out the most for me was the idea about owning your outcome. I think it was a Seth Godin podcast, Akimbo. If you haven't heard about that, check it out. If you're a marketer, just a thinker. Somebody that likes to put things together. He does a great job of taking complex ideas and making it into bite-sized, actionable learning opportunities that can help you improve in your life or your work. So, own the outcome. As far as that pertains to the work that I do, what's really interesting is that I'm having a lot of people right now that know what they want the outcome to be for themselves. Whether that is going to college and playing a sport, owning a business, losing weight, or just being a more calm and peaceful person, right? Because I teach mindfulness programs as well. And the thing that I'm really thinking about is, okay, cool, that's what you want. That's the outcome. But the question is that I have for people are you owning the outcome? So, for instance, let's take somebody that wants to have a low body fat percentage, right? So, I'm not sure. I probably walk around, for a majority of my 20s, like 10% body fat, maybe 12 tops. So, getting down to 10 or 8%, is pretty quick for me. Currently, I'm at least at 14% body fat, if not 16% body fat on a regular basis. But the outcome that I want is strength, right? So I'm owning that outcome. And the idea is that I could be ripped and strong, but it's really hard to do that. So what I'm doing is focusing on what I want, which is getting strong, and owning that. I'm being okay with the fact that I have a little bit more body fat than typical. My six-pack abs are not showing all the time. If I flex real hard and skip a meal or something like that, they might pop out. But it's not going to happen on a regular basis, and definitely not during the day or at night. That might only happen in the morning time. So if you're someone in this case that wants to have a very low body fat, owning the outcome would be, hey, I want low body fat, and then working backwards from there. So what type of a lifestyle does someone have that is walking around at 8% body fat, 6% body fat? We're seeing all of these Instagram celebrities or Instagram fitness celebrities, I should say, who are, they're jacked, men and women. They're super, super athletic. They're strong, lifting heavy weight. And I think not most importantly, but most aesthetically, is that they have veins and abs, right? So what's the work that you would need to take to put in order to look like that? It's a lot of work. So right now I have some clients that, are on the opposite end of that spectrum, but they are thinking about perhaps getting there or at least being able to drop weight quickly. So what's that look like? One is an aggressive calorie deficit. So what that means is that do you know how many calories you should be eating on a regular basis? And actually hitting those calories on a regular basis, again, not eating low calories all week and then binging on the weekend, but like having a regular set calorie intake and then decreasing that pretty aggressively, by 25%. So people that are walking around with low body fat, for one, they're actually not always that low. You might seem like they're low, but they're not, because it's very hard to do that to yourself on a regular basis before you get burnt out. Not burnt out just mentally, but also physically. Is that what you want for yourself? Do you want to have to track your calories all the time so that you're able to hit these certain numbers? And if you do, that's owning your outcome. Then maybe you are someone that can walk around at 10% body fat. They're also, most of the times, working out is their life. They don't have to go to a regular job. They don't have a business. Their business is their fitness. So they're able to, you know, be in the gym for 2 hours a day, spend an hour on cardio, buy all the right foods, get supplementation given to them for free and whatnot. Is that what you want? Spending all your money and time working out? And if not, you're probably not owning your outcome. So hopefully that kind of lays in some real life practical examples of what that means. And the idea for this conversation, right, is to give you something that you can walk away with and use in your life or in the gym, you know, right away. So it's okay to have a goal. It's okay to know what you want. But how realistic are you being about it? Maybe the word realistic, you know, kind of throws people off sometimes, right? People are told to make big, hairy, scary goals. And I'm all for that. I'm all for that. But it still comes down to the question is, what are you doing to get there? You know, what work are you putting in? Again, I'm not going to go the whole conversation route about grinding and hustling and sacrificing because everyone doesn't want that as their outcome. Me personally, I don't want to have to hustle and grind to the point where I'm sick and tired and not talking to people and not having fun. That was something I did in my 20s, and I think I got the outcome that I wanted, but I definitely had to own that thing. So